It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, welcome to our segment two. This is our Bible study segment, and I'm so excited because Connie Stample is back as our teacher. And today in lesson two, we are getting a history lesson of sorts, aren't we, Connie?
Yes, we're actually going to look at just what the Bible tells us about that history of times about surrounding when we were looking at the book of Habakkuk. And, you know, Second Chronicles gives us some great information.
All right. Well, let's begin. Tell us a little bit about the times that we're in and what we need to know about history before we get into this beautiful book.
Okay. Well, thank you. The prophet Habakkuk wrote his book during an incredibly important time in history, I would say. And, you know, it's funny how Judah and Israel were right there kind of in the center, right in between all the major powers of the day. And for a couple hundred years, the kingdom of Assyria had been the dominant power. And if the readers remember, the northern kingdom, the 10 northern tribes of Israel, had been conquered by Assyria in 722 BC. We're now about almost 200 years later, and we're going to find that the Assyrian Empire is on the downslide, and the Babylonians, the Chaldeans, are coming to power. And just before this book was written, as best we know, the Babylonians had conquered Assyria, had devastated and made to rubble completely the city of Nineveh. There'd been some last stands of the Assyrians, and they were being destroyed. And then the Egyptians, you know, the ones that are to the southwest of Judah, have been coming through Judah because they're assisting the Syrians trying to conquer or, you know, defeat the Babylonians. And it turns out that the Egyptians also are decisively defeated by Nebuchadnezzar, that king from the Old Testament you probably recognize because of the book of Daniel. So what we have then is a very just time of craziness and war, and who knows what's going to happen next. And Judah's right in the middle of it. And going along with that, we also have a time in Judah's history which is not good, because most of the kings are evil. There's been this cycle of a few good kings, bad kings, good kings, bad kings. We'd had the king Hezekiah during the time of Isaiah, and then now we have Manasseh, and he was Hezekiah's son, and he actually was like really, really incredibly evil. And he reigned for about 55 years. And God in his word said, I will destroy Judah because of what you have done. And God holds to his word, and it was going to come. And so if we look to 2 Kings 22 verses 8 to 13, we're going to see what God prophesied about was going to happen because of this, the evilness that happened. And those of you who might remember, Manasseh was one of those who sacrificed his own children in the fire. And apparently, you know, God's word says that the streets of Judah were filled with innocent blood. And it just was, the sin had risen to a level where God was not going to allow it to go on. Interestingly enough, Manasseh did repent after he'd been carried off to exile and, you know, held for a long time, but that wasn't enough to stem the tide, and the society of Judah had become so evil that the people continued and persisted in their evil ways. So anyway, God's word in 2 Kings 22, verses 8 to 13, we hear what God says about Manasseh. So we're going to 2 Kings 21, verse 10. And the Lord said by his servants the prophets, because Manasseh, king of Judah, has committed these abominations and has done things more evil than all the Amorites did who were before him, and has made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I'm bringing upon Jerusalem and Judah such disaster that the ears of everyone who hears of it will tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria and the plumb line of the house of Ahab. And I will wipe Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of my heritage and give them into the hands of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done what is evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day that their fathers came out of Egypt, even to this day. Moreover, verse 16, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to the other, besides the sin that he made Judah to sin, so that they did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And so this is a situation that Judah is in, and God has already prophesied that they will be destroyed. In this time, God did give them a godly king, Josiah, and who reigned for 31 years. He was the king who came to the crown at age of 8. And he, during his reign, they discovered the book of the law of God, and they read it, and he repented, and he made reforms, and they instituted the Passover again. And so it was a really good time, or at least God spared them for a short time. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to completely, totally lead the people in their hearts away from the idolatry that they'd gone into. And he was killed by the king of Egypt. King of Egypt was traveling up through Judea to go attack the Babylonians. And Josiah decided to go and support the Babylonians. I guess he thought that was the better side to be on. And so he went to battle against the king of Egypt and was killed at age of 39. And so that was a very sad time for Israel. And then probably what we think is that the book of Habakkuk was written shortly after that time. So the last good king has been killed. There are four more kings who will come, either Josiah's sons or one of them, his grandsons, and each was incredibly evil. And so during that time, if we look at Second Kings and Second Chronicles, we're going to find that each of those kings was deported either by Egypt or by Babylon, and they all came to unglorious ends, and it just had to do with how their hearts were. They did not know God, and they did not follow God. We also know that during this time, the city of Jerusalem is going to be overrun 3 times by the Babylonians. We know that, you know, some of you may know that the date 586 BC, when Jerusalem was completely destroyed, the temple was torn down, everyone was carted away, it was completely reduced to rubble. But actually, Babylon had laid siege to the city and conquered it twice before that. And during those times, 605 BC, the first time, some of the young people were taken captive, and that's when Daniel was taken away. We find that from the first book of Daniel. It tells us who is left. He was carried away. And then in 597 BC, again, another conquering of the city of Jerusalem by Babylon. And that's the time when Ezekiel was taken away. Mm. And so, you know, if you start to put these pieces of the Bible together, you realize a lot is happening. And God actually wrote a lot during those times. So all in all of this, just to realize that, again, just a time of great uproar and upheaval, and crazy things are happening, and really dreadful things are happening to the people of Judah, and it's because of God's judgment against their sin. And so when those of you who are listening, if you read those chapters of 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, you're going to get an idea of just the back and forth, and the you've got a good king, but then you've got the evil kings and what they're doing and how God is displeased with that, and then start to understand what is going to happen to Jerusalem.
And it's so good to have this history lesson before, so that we have the understanding as we dive into Habakkuk, that we understand what's going on with all of these different kings. And to help you out, we're having a Bible timeline with some dates and some of these leaders and kings and prophets, who lived when, what the timelines were. And you'll find that under the Bible study tab, right next to how to study the Bible. That's the inductive article we have. We're going to, from time to time, provide these other resources as well. And I think for this one, this will be incredibly helpful. Thank you so much for the history lesson in this, Connie.
Oh, you're welcome. When the readers go through the assignment today, if they also look at the book of Deuteronomy, there's some great information there, because God predicted this exile hundreds of years before. He said, if you don't obey me, if you follow idols, if you are corrupt and evil, you will be taken away from the land. And that's what's going to happen.
Mm. You know, such dire warnings that were ignored. And ladies, as we go through this, do download the notes, the study notes. Connie's put them together, and they will take you all over Scripture. And really, you'll get a rich, deep understanding of these incredible verses as we go forward. But we're going to leave it on the table for now. When we come back, Nancy and I will talk more about this, and we'll have some of your more Scripture verses, some of your comments and questions as well. We'll be right back.